Warning. This show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of the Supla Bite-Sized. As you can hear, I am not Andy Kwan, I am Carmine Antonelli, and with me is not Liam Dunn, it is Sam Brooks.
Much better, I think.
Yeah, neither of them can make it to their own show, so we took over.
Yeah, Team Bear Hair Takeover, bitch. Enjoy it while it lasts.
It's great, it's the best.
Yeah, and so, hey, guess what?
What?
There's no news.
Oh.
Because nothing is happening.
So Andy, Liam, and the news couldn't make it this week.
Yep, we have to fucking do something else other than talk about news, because hey, it's not like it's WrestleMania in 2 weeks. The news has gone cold. Ladies and gentlemen, I can now say this is the first time in Supla history where there has been no news to talk about.
Zero. I mean, technically, there's little tidbits of news here and there, but nothing that could carry a real conversation. Like, is Lesnar leaving or not? No one fucking knows anymore.
Hey.
Are the Bellas leaving? No one cares.
Is everyone fucking leaving after WrestleMania because they're realizing what fucking company they're in? No, we don't know. But also, Matt Hardy signed with TNA, and Samoa Joe is in official negotiations with the WWE. That's all of the news there is. Those are two sentences. We can't talk about that for half an hour, so...
Unless we just do the Andy method and just repeat it over and over.
We could do that, or we could do the thing that I wanted to do, which is try and book WrestleMania 31 so that it doesn't end in a chorus of boos and despair and general depression at the company that it's coming from. Because
yes,
it is a cold WrestleMania season, and you know... what I think the problem is...
What do you think the problem is?
No one cares!
Yeah,
everyone
probably
is leaving the company, but maybe, we don't know. And, not only that, let's just dive right in straight to the main event. The main event is between Brock Lesnar, World Heavyweight Champion, the guy...
The beast.
The beast, the freak, the genetic god. And a guy who may or may not be over, we don't know yet, Roman Reigns. Yeah.
Now, that's a little unfair. I do like Roman. I think he's talented, at least in the ring, with a different kind of style. Very fun to watch. But his overness is in question.
Yes, and that's the thing.
It's very uncertain.
It's unclear, because this may cause an outcry amongst some of the fanbase who are like, hey, Sam, weren't you campaigning for, like, Roman Reigns' readiness? And it's like, yeah, he's ready. Is he over? Fuck no. He's not over.
Not clearly, anyway. He's not, like, on Brian levels, that's for sure.
No, I mean, to define over means people react regardless of cheers or boos. They react.
Which they do.
The way you say that, come on, man. But maybe, kinda, sorta, little bit, maybe. No, here's the thing, right? He is probably one of the first examples of a guy in a WrestleMania main event to have a questionable factor about his overness. You shouldn't have to question that going into a WrestleMania main event. Both guys should be over. Now, is it Reigns' fault? Maybe a little tiny bit, but it is in no way majoritively his fault. It's the booking, it's the creative, it's Vince, it's just the people who are in charge at building people for WrestleMania.
It goes back to the Royal Rumble and the shitty way that it ended.
Exactly, and it's like, okay, you have Reigns, he's perfectly capable, it's just that he's not been built up properly, and that's the worst thing that could happen to him.
Right, and Fastlane redeemed it a lot, but... you could see how bad the Rumble started things off, because even though Fastlane improved it a lot, it's still only meh.
Still meh, exactly. And it's like, it's gotten to the point where the whole booking for this storyline is based around if Brock Lesnar is fucking leaving or not. It's literally got to the point where you have them coming out as them being Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar coming out, and outright mentioning a unification with the UFC title.
Right.
They would not do that if this were under any other circumstance. There's no way that they would mention their direct competition, because let's face it, it is the direct competition to the WWE, UFC.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to think, they know that people think Lesnar is leaving. Me, personally, I would be very surprised if he stuck around, but at the same time, I would welcome it. It's like, they would not mention that. They would not mention UFC, let alone a title unification with the UFC title, without some kind of social awareness, to the point of it being like, oh, yeah, he's gonna go to UFC, guys. Hey, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, he's staying. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It has become more of a story about Lesnar's behind-the-scenes deal instead of Reigns' rise to the main event.
Because no one cares about Reigns, and they need to change the focus onto someone who they care about, which, to be honest, I don't know a single person who doesn't give a fuck about Brock Lesnar, you know?
Yeah, it's a weird WrestleMania.
And I really don't see anything that could save it, except for one of three possibilities. You have the most likely outcome in this list of three, which is Rollins cashes in on Reigns and saves the day.
Oddly.
I honestly believe that has a high chance of happening.
Probably.
Either now or at Extreme Rules.
You think he'd cash in at Extreme Rules?
I think so. It all depends on who wins the main event. Second option. Lesnar retains.
That could very well happen.
No one has thought about this option. If he is sticking around, yeah, and he retains, holy fuck. What? That's not meant to happen, is it?
Then it's like, oh no, the world is doomed.
It's like everyone is so resigned to the fact that Reigns is basically going to win at WrestleMania. They're like, hang on, this isn't supposed to happen.
What if he loses? What if Superman fucking dies?
It's like that kind of moment in time which splits apart into two alternate timelines. It's one of those moments. It's like the alternate universe. What if Roman Reigns never won? Brock Lesnar's there for 3 years.
Oh god. Can you imagine?
I would love it if it were full time, but it's not. I can't stand him appearing for like 8 times a year with the title. It's like, no. Which is why it makes it even less clear who's winning. Do you see what our problem is?
Yeah.
Oh, and the third option would, of course, be a swerve where, I don't know, Samoa Joe interferes or something.
Just Samoa Joe, the idea of that, of all people. That's hysterical.
I know, right? And I could go on a whole tangent about, well, he's a name everyone recognizes. It would be a way to get him over with the smarky crowd as if. But no.
And then Kevin Owens comes out and package pile drives John Cena.
We've wanted that to happen for years, man.
Oh my god, it's like the smart dream come true.
Totally. Which is why it will never happen.
Exactly. But, I don't know. As far as what I think is going to happen, I think the most predictable is what's going to happen. I think Reigns is going to win and then Rollins cashes in either that night or on Raw the next day.
That's the ideal in my head. That's what I want to happen. What I think is going to happen is that Reigns is going to win clean. Nothing happens until SummerSlam.
Really? SummerSlam?
Well,
no, it couldn't wait till SummerSlam because then Money in the Bank would run out.
Yeah. What's the pay-per-view before Money in the Bank again?
Payback. No, yes.
Nothing happens until Payback, because I thought SummerSlam and Payback were switched around in that aspect. But, yeah, nothing will happen until Payback, where Rollins will eventually cash in, because...
You think he's going to wait that long?
Well, maybe. I mean, the way they're building reigns, it wouldn't make sense for him to, like, have a 30-second title reign, like, you know?
True, but what better way to, like, bandage up this fucking mess than to... Yoink.
Well, yeah, that is obviously the most logical thing, but it's WWE we're talking about here.
True. But in their eyes, it would also make sense because in their eyes, oh, wow, Reigns is really over, we think. So people love him. He's going to win the title and it's going to be a great moment. And then Rollins will be the most evil heel ever and take it from him. Ah. Like, okay, to them, H. even, it would still make sense.
Take it from him, at WrestleMania. The King
of Kings. WrestleMania.
At the game. Seth Rollins is my boy. What are we doing?
I don't know, but I think that really is the most likely option under any mindset.
Yeah, and then worst case scenario is for fucking Reigns wins and then beats Rollins in his cash-in match so that nothing could save
it. That'd be bad.
And I think that's how we should go through the card. Best case scenario, what we think is going to happen, and worst case scenario.
Yeah, worst case scenario is definitely Rollins comes in to cash in and loses.
Definitely. I mean, even if he did one of those things where, oh, the bell never rang, so we never cashed in, that would just be disappointing. Why pull that at WrestleMania?
I mean, I could see that happening. The bell never rang, but...
I don't know. There might even be a kind of a screw job finish, because it was alluded to in a promo from Paul Heyman on Raw.
Yeah, maybe. But I doubt they'd actually do a screw job in favor of Reigns.
Because then everyone would die.
What they might do is they might have Rollins cash in... And Reigns actually starts looking like he might win, and they do a screw job in favor of Rollins.
That would work. Then again, I'd rather see Rollins win the world title legitimately as opposed to fucking politics tricks.
But it is Seth Rollins.
Yeah, but he can wrestle.
That's the point. I know.
He's capable of doing it, which is why I want to see him do it. It would make a different story if he wasn't a good wrestler.
Yeah.
He's proven that he can hang with Cena and Lesnar, so it makes perfect sense for him to be able to win against Reigns, which he's done before.
But the thing is, I think they might give him the screwjob finish and give him the title that way, and then he can defend it on his own.
Yeah, I guess. I mean...
Because that's how Money in the Bank really works anyway.
You nearly say Money in the Bork.
Money in the Bork.
Money in the Bork.
Swedish Chef has his Money in the Bork.
Bork into Bork and, match.
Anytime Money in the Bank gets cashed in, I mean, it's never like, wow, that was a really good showing. You sure proved you're the best cashing in on that dead guy.
Well,
so like,
remember the Miz?
Yes.
His match with Orton lasted like 10 minutes.
Yes.
That's the only example I can think of, but... You know, it works for heels to be chicken shit and cash in at the last minute because everyone knows what happens when you do the John Cena thing. It doesn't work.
I love that Cena was the first to lose.
That wasn't Sandow?
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
Cena lost his match by DQ.
Yeah, because Big Show.
Yep. That was so dumb.
Anyway.
But anyway.
That was dark times. Now we move on to the second match on the card.
Yeah, not quite in that order.
No, I'm just going by Wikipedia order. And apparently, Sting versus Triple H is number two.
Oh, I don't give two fucking shits.
Best case scenario, Sting wins. Worst case scenario, Triple H wins. What'll probably happen, Sting wins. We're done.
I don't care.
Why is this happening again? I mean, I know why it's happening, but why is it happening?
Because WCW happened. We gotta remind people that it happened by telling them not to remember that it happened.
You know what I remember about WCW?
Sting?
Steiner.
Yeah.
That's what I fucking remember about WCW.
This should be Triple H for Scott Steiner in a rematch from like 2002.
You know what I remember from WCW? Booker T.
You mean the commentator?
The Harlem Heat, yeah, I remember that. You know who else I remember? Diamond Dallas Page. Ooh.
I remember him.
I also remember Randy Savage and Lex Luger.
Savage is a weird name to bring up.
I also remember The Outsiders with Hulk Hogan that one time. But it's about one group no one ever talks about.
We don't mention them.
You know what I remember from WCW? How it fucking sucked!
Yeah.
I don't care if in this weird, bizarro WWE storyline, Sting is the one who didn't save WCW from what fucking happened. because that's what I got from his promo on Raw, where he's like,
oh,
I failed WCW, apparently.
Can we just talk about that fucking video package and how, for some reason, they didn't use Sting's actual voice?
No, you know what I think happened?
What?
I think Sting himself had problems with that fucking script, because he's like, guys, I didn't fuck over WCW. I was their poster boy, and then it's just like, ah, get a voice double in, he's no good at this fucking shit.
Like, it didn't even sound like him.
No, I actually, truth be told, I haven't actually fucking heard it, I've only read a transcript.
It was just some generic deep voice.
I am going to look it up right now, and we will see my reaction live on air. In the meantime, complain.
About the match?
About anything, open mic night,
it's
go.
Sting vs. Triple H is so pointless. What is the end goal? What does Triple H have to gain from this? What does Sting have to gain from this? If he wins, what happens? Triple H has to shut up now? Whatever. He's still the authority. Nothing happens. There's no stipulation where if Sting wins, the authority goes away. There's nothing. This match means nothing. It's two old guys fighting over nothing.
It's like Mars.
And one of
there's
them is
nothing.
Sting. It's so...
So I found the video.
Dumb. Okay.
Let me fucking see what this shit is like. Oh, starts with Titantron. Oh, I fucking hate the goofy thing with Sting face paint over Triple H.
It's so weird. Is it supposed to be creepy?
Well, it's definitely creepy, but he looks like a fucking parent of a juggalo who's trying to identify with his kid. Oh, shut up.
But I'm more than that.
Yeah, right?
Guys, I am the silencer. That's not Sting.
Everyone knows it's not Sting.
That's not Sting. That's an audio recording of Sting.
It's not even an audio recording of Sting.
It's not even a picture of Sting. I know firsthand an ego
like yours can corrupt. You just wrote Sting on a piece of paper.
He sounds like Morpheus. You take the red pill and you go to WCW. You take the blue pill. And I went to WrestleMania.
Take the red pill, you go to WWE. Take the blue pill, you wake up in TNA, and they trap you there for 12 years.
Remember that time when I was in the ring, but it wasn't me? Hilarious.
I'm going to put on my boots.
I'm going to put on my tights. Oh my fucking god, I forgot about that.
How did you forget?
I don't know.
That is the only thing I can associate Sting's name with now.
Death drop.
Especially because when I heard that video and how that is clearly not Sting's voice, the first bit of audio my brain retrieved that has Sting's voice
is that
promo. Yes! Over. I'm gonna put on my boots.
Please shut up. Oh my god, like, this is it, okay? Sting wins. End of story. I don't care. It's like you say, nothing happens. It's a nothing feud, purely done because, hey, Sting.
It's Attitude Era fanfare.
It's Attitude Era fanfiction. Epitomized in a WrestleMania match.
Sting pins him, and then they look into each other's eyes longingly.
Plus, R. Kelly just does a live performance for some reason. Don't know why. Don't know why.
Wiz Khalifa has an 8-minute segment on Raw,
which is more than what the Divas ever did.
Anyway, let's move on to a different match.
What I like to call the arm bar, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Oh my god. Oh. Okay, that's the new name for it. That is so good.
Yeah, there you go. The Andre Royal Memorial Battle Andre Royal. Who's winning the arm bar?
Oh, man, I don't even fucking know.
Let's just go down the laundry list of these fucking participants, if I may.
Sure, if it has a list there, because I can't even think of who's in it off the top of my head. I know Sandow's in it.
The Miz.
Right.
Curtis Axel.
Axelmania, brother.
Ryback.
Oh, fuck
that. Fandango.
Of course.
Adam Rose.
Of course.
Zack Ryder.
Who?
Jack Swagger. Titus O'Neil.
Why?
Darren Young.
Why?
Big Show.
Fuck
Kane,
off. Kane. Fuck off.
Eric Rowan.
Okay.
Damian Mizdow.
Okay.
And Sin Cara.
Fuck, what?
So I think Sheamus is winning the armbar.
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah, either him or fucking someone else who... Because it's not fair. Last year, all the participants were announced and then Cesaro randomly showed up and won the whole thing. No one could have known. What if they do that again this year? So there's no way of knowing who's going to win this because, one, it clearly doesn't matter.
But fuck Sheamus.
And two, the trophy, right, so far, has done nothing for Cesaro except give him like a month push and nothing else.
And then 6 months of D-push.
So I'm picking the Miz. Nah, really, I think Sheamus will return and win the whole thing because...
Probably.
I don't know, it just seems like something they do.
And then Sandow will probably have some moment where he eliminates Miz and... Oh, yay!
Oh, they're finally broken up, even though they're kind of broken up now.
Yeah.
It's like that thing where you have the estranged husband or the estranged wife. It's like, you're not really divorced, but you kind of are. Not really, though.
They don't talk to each other anymore.
No, but then... They get back together, and one of them has a photo shoot with the Bellas, and the other gets mad because it's the Bellas. See what I'm doing here?
Yeah.
Next up is the Intercontinental Championship ladder match.
Which now might have 7 people in it?
It has 7 people in it.
What?
You got Bad News Barrett, who's the champion.
Yeah.
You got R-Truth.
Funny.
You got Dean Ambrose.
Yes.
You got Luke Harper.
Fine.
Yes. He's one of the most underutilized workers on the roster, but...
I mean, he's not going to win, is my point.
Speaking of underutilized workers, you have Dolph Ziggler.
Yes.
Stardust.
I'm growing on him.
And hey, Daniel Bryan, maybe, you know, I don't know.
Who?
You motherfucker. That hurt. I'm picking Bryan.
I'm picking Ambrose.
Fuck you. I know. Now, no, here's the thing, right? I'm in two minds about this, okay? Number one, Dean Ambrose needs to win a fucking pay-per-view match.
Yep.
And two, Daniel Bryan needs to make that title important again.
Ambrose can make it important.
He's not Daniel Bryan.
But he can make it important.
But he can't as much as Daniel Bryan could.
But...
I know he's your favorite, but look aside that for a second.
No.
No?
Like, the whole thing that originally got Ambrose involved in this, it's all, like, so good. Like, everything about it, it just points at Ambrose.
But he lost at Fastlane.
By DQ because he was beating up Barrett too much.
Points?
Like, that's not a loss.
That's a loss.
I mean, it's a loss in the record books, but if you look at it in a booking sense... There's more to it than that. It's a strong loss. It's a loss that means he has a high chance of winning in the future. There's not a loss that means, oh, he's fucked. Rematches don't mean anything. No, it's a loss that means he's probably going to win the next match.
He has a 9-0 streak of losing at pay-per-views. He hasn't won a single pay-per-view since he broke up with The Shield.
What a WrestleMania moment it would be for his first pay-per-view victory to beat a winning Intercontinental Championship in a ladder match at WrestleMania.
That's the problem. I want him to do that, but at the same time, I want the title to mean something, and the way it can mean something is if you give it to Bryan, who everyone is white hot about right now and is so over he could fucking sell ice to Eskimos.
Yeah. Shit, dude. The belt is over right now, and it's not even in the possession of its rightful owner.
Who has it now?
R-Truth.
Again?
Yes.
Okay.
They did a segment where everyone was brawling in the ring, and while they were brawling, R-Truth took the belt and put it in a burlap sack and then went back to the commentary table and snuck it under the table. Barrett laid everyone out and then went over to the table and was like, give it to me. And R-Truth's like, oh, fine. So he hands him the bag. Barrett goes up into the crowd with his bag. And then R-Truth goes sprinting towards the stage, and Barrett's like, what is he running for? Oh, whatever, I have the belt. So he reaches in, and he pulls out a toy belt, and he's like, ah, fuck! and then Truth is up on the stage with the real one.
I like R-Truth. He's funny.
I do, too. I love that he's in this match. He's not going to win.
No, he's not winning. So, best case scenario, in my opinion, Daniel Bryan wins the whole thing and elevates the mid-card by being Daniel Bryan.
He meant to say Dean Ambrose.
No.
He mispronounced Dean Ambrose and accidentally said Daniel
Bryan. I'm going to slit your throat whilst you sleep.
Both of them are best case scenario.
Both of them are
I'd
best
prefer
case.
Ambrose.
Both of them are best case scenario. The thing that
I'd prefer Ambrose, yeah. And I think legitimately Ambrose is going to
really?
Win.
I had no idea.
Yes.
The thing that will probably happen is that, I don't know, it's too hard to tell. Someone will walk out with the belt that isn't Bad News Barrett and he will actually be the champion.
Yes.
Like, worst case scenario, Bad News Barrett retains.
The belt stealing will stop.
Yeah.
And, worst case is he retains and nothing came of any of this.
Because, one, it was a complete exercise in futility because it goes back to being a lackluster reign where he can't win his matches or even keep a hold of his fucking belt. Two, yeah, it's just a terrible title reign from Bad News Barrett. There needs to be a change. It needs to go to someone who can restore prestige to it. Hey, wild card, Luke Harper or Stardust win it.
Shit, I wouldn't even mind if Stardust wins it. Honestly, I think the two most likely winners are either Ambrose or Stardust.
Eh, maybe. Here's the thing, though.
I would...
Stardust needs to finish his feud with Goldust.
Yeah, that's why I don't see him winning, unless...
Like, actually finish it,
just...
not like what they did at Fastlane, where they kind of left it open-ended.
Yeah, unless he wins it, and then all of a sudden now they just... Oh, now this feud's for the belt, too. That'd be dumb.
Maybe, but only time will tell, I guess.
But, yeah, worst case is even Barrett retains. Truth would be better than that. Truth winning
to be honest,
would be better than
any
that.
Any of these guys would be better than that, because, hey, they've all
and
held
And it's not
the
that
title
we don't like
before.
Barrett. We love Barrett.
Yeah, we love Barrett. It's just his reign sucks, and he needs to get better before he can keep his belt.
Being Intercontinental Champion ruined my life.
I'm 31 years old.
Yes.
So, hey, fucking Divas, man. What are they doing?
Oh, fuck this.
Give Divas a chance. When?
No, it's a work.
When are they giving Divas a chance, Carmine?
In a tag team match, holla holla.
Have they started yet? Have they started to give Divas a chance yet? Because they're using the hashtag on Instagram and Twitter... But are they actually doing it?
It's a work.
Why is everything a work
give
to you?
Give Divas a chance. No! Legitimately! Give Divas a chance was a work!
That's the meanest work I think I've ever seen other than the Zack Ryder prank.
Nikki Bella said it!
Yeah?
Yeah! There was an interview after Give Divas a Chance blew up, and she was like... So really, they told us we had like 5 minutes of TV time to use, and we decided, well, we have two choices. We can either go have like a 3-minute match, and it would be pointless, or we do something really interesting and make a story out of it. So they decided to have a 30-second match, which angered the fans and sprouted the Give Divas a Chance movement, and that was it. That whole idea was just so that they could get something trending. It was a work.
You're not actually being serious, are you?
It was an interview that she had! She said it!
Was it a kayfabe interview?
No! Because she was talking about backstage, the producers telling them that they had 5 minutes to do what they wanted. Give Divas a Chance was a fucking work, and I'm pissed, because it culminated in a tag team match at WrestleMania where the Divas champion is not defending her title. It's fucking stupid.
It was a work.
Yeah.
It was a work.
Yeah.
It was a work.
Yeah.
It was a work. 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 All work and no work makes work a work work. It was a work. It was a work. I'm...
So while he's having a little bit of a mental breakdown, I'll explain why I'm angry that the Divas Championship is not being defended at WrestleMania. Why is it not? It's a championship. Why is every championship not defended at WrestleMania? It's WrestleMania. You have 4 hours of airtime. defend your belts? Why would Nick... Why is it not a fatal four... That sounds very far away, so I don't know if he's, like, just freaking out in the background there. But why is there not a fatal four-way? Why is it not Paige versus AJ versus Nikki versus Brie? And Brie and Nikki don't even have to split up for that match to happen. They could just be sibling competition. Hey, because remember, Brie said, oh, I'll never forget what she did. So in the back of her mind, there's still going to be some malice and ill content. So fucking just put a fatal four-way. Why is the title not being defended? Even a triple threat where Brie's not involved. Why is it not being defended? Why is it just the Bellas versus Paige and AJ? That is so stupid and pointless, and it's another meaningless match like Sting and Triple H. So really, there's no point. This Divas match is so meaningless that Give Divas a Chance took 2 steps forwards and 5 steps backwards, because guess what? That match is going to be a bathroom break. Fuck that.
It was a work.
It was a work.
Are you fucking serious? I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. You know what? I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I do not care anymore.
This has cemented my mentality of fuck the Bellas. They are pointless and useless.
No. I'm going one step beyond.
Yeah?
I don't care about the Divas division.
There's a couple in there I still like.
No. I don't care anymore. Because you know what I can do? I can go and watch Shimmer.
Yeah.
I could go watch any all-women's Japanese indie fed.
Yeah.
I could go watch PWG, where their only woman is one half of the tag champs.
Yep.
I could do any of these things, where
sure,
the women
you watch
are actually...
NXT.
I could watch NXT, where, hey, it may be progressive to think, but the women are treated equally, like people... Not like things that men can lust over or women can aspire to be. Fuck knows why you want to aspire to be a Bella twin, but that's beyond my mentality of thinking.
Maybe one day you'll get to star in a Flintstones movie.
Maybe one day I'll have an organic garden and give my dog an Instagram account.
Oh, fuck the fact that Josie has an Instagram account.
Best case scenario, I don't give a fuck. Worst case scenario, I don't give a fuck. Moral of the story, watch NXT and watch Shimmer. Watch good women's wrestling, please, for love of fuck. Just don't care about any of these women, because if they're not going to take anything seriously, why should we?
Yeah. Hashtag Give Divas a Chance has turned into hashtag Teach the Divas a Lesson, and go take a bathroom break during that match.
Yeah. I don't care anymore. I'm done. I shouldn't have to fucking torture myself over this, because if they don't care, I'm not going to care.
It's seriously, like, really, fuck you. We cared about this because we thought this was legitimate, and you're just gonna fuck with us? Go fuck yourselves.
Speaking of go fuck yourselves, John Cena.
Go fuck himself.
Versus Rusev.
He's dead.
For the United States title.
Rest in peace, Rusev.
Now, I tried to fight Andy on this, but it's clear from his past Monday. There's a strong chance... Cena is walking away with that title.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There is still... It's not certain doom. There is still a chance Rusev could walk out with his belt. But I'd say, if I was a gambling man...
Which you have bad experience with being.
So maybe this is a good thing. But I'd bet that Cena's gonna walk out as United States champion because herp-a-derp... WrestleMania moment. America's great. Hoorah. Rusev's dead.
How about you say we do one more bet for old time's sake?
I swear to God. Sure. You actually want to bet Rusev's going to win?
I think Rusev's going to win.
Oh my God. I can't believe I'm betting that Cena's going to win.
Now, what's the forfeit, Carmine?
God, we were going to do a bet a while ago, then we never ended up doing it. What was the forfeit for that one?
You think I fucking remember?
We had it all planned out. Oh, God.
Because as much as I'd love to default as to lose a place Five Nights at Freddy's free, I really think we could do better than that.
Oh, shit. How about...
And we can't incorporate money into this because, hey, no.
We don't have any.
Yeah.
Shit. I'm trying to remember what the last forfeit was, because I remember it was somewhat good. Something about doing a voice on the next show we were on.
Voices? Really? We can do better than that.
Should it be something related to a broadcast? Like, next time we're on the broadcast, we gotta do something?
Sure, why not? Hey, listener, do you want to hear a show where we don't complain about wrestling for like half an hour? Go listen to the broadcast. We just launched a separate iTunes feed for it, which can be found under the iTunes search, The Supla Broadcast.
It's honestly my favorite show we do.
But we're really funny. We're really funny on that show.
Oh, fuck. What's a good forfeit? I can't think of anything.
You think of a forfeit. Name the first forfeit that comes to mind, and whilst you do that, I'm going to rant about Rusev and Cena.
Go.
Cena is a very, very, very problematic person. Because he is the fan favorite. But at the same time, what he did on Monday Night Raw was basically torture. And yes, Rusev has done it before. But come on, man.
Rusev's a heel.
Rusev's a heel. You're meant to be the all-American, all-smile Superman face. I don't recall a face that tortured a heel to the point where his female manager
was begging for mercy.
Begging for mercy and being like, okay, we'll put the title on the line, you psycho.
Just don't murder him, please.
I don't know why you care about the United States title so much, let alone the United States, because, hey, you suck. But, point being, right? Fuck you, John Cena. Why are you doing this? You clearly gave up on Brock when your mantra is never give up.
Yeah.
You gave up on Brock. Like, come on, man. It's not even about the title anymore. It's about you not putting over younger talent at WrestleMania. You beat Bray Wyatt last year. Look how well that turned out for him in the long run. It took him about a year to bounce back.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, I don't know, that one time where you put over a talent and he peaked at 30. Come on, dude. I know that probably left a bad experience in your mouth, but not everybody is the Miz. Just be a cool guy for once. And just let the most successful NXT alumnus, in my opinion, continue his streak. I mean, the argument could be made that Rusev needs to do something different. But this is good. This is good for him. He's over. He's putting on decent matches with people. And it just wouldn't make any sense for him to lose to Cena and have Cena win the United States Championship 10 years after he was finished with that belt.
Yeah.
I mean, the belt is a prop now, but it's a prop that shouldn't be used in this psychotic stage play.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I still think the United States Championship has potential to be used in a proper way. Because it's not, oh, wow, I really want that prize. It's so, like, I'm going to be in the Hall of Fame for being United States Champion. It's not on that level, but it is, like, you can do things with it. It's not pointless. And the fact that the guy who hates America is holding the United States Championship, there's something to that. You can do something with that. But if it just herp-a-derp Cena wins, then fuck. It was all for nothing.
Best case scenario, Rusev wins. Worst case scenario, Cena wins.
It's really just 50-50 there.
What's really going to happen? I think Rusev is going
to
win.
I hope Rusev, but I think Cena.
Have you thought of a forfeit yet?
How about... How would you say you deal with spicy foods?
Go on.
How about, on the next broadcast, the loser has to spend as much time as they can bear of the show, preferably try and make it through the entire show, after having some ridiculous hot sauce. Whatever you can find.
Okay, I accept your challenge.
Because either way, it'll be funny.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to read British news when I can't use my tongue. That was so hilarious. So, hey, you're on. buddy. I bet Rusev.
Man, Rusev, I have a bad...
listen up. Not only does your championship rest on the line, not only does your Russian pride rest on the line, you confusing Bulgarian, but what now rests on the line is my health and my well-being.
Cena,
so, hey, please, don't fuck up.
Cena, if you're listening, which I know you are, I hate you, and I hate everything you stand for.
So do I.
But I hate hot sauce, I think maybe more.
So do I.
So, I'm very conflicted about WrestleMania.
So am I.
I want you to lose.
So do I.
But, I don't want to die.
So do I.
So, this should be an interesting... I love how either way this goes, I'm not going to be happy. No matter how this match ends, I'm not going to be happy. Either Rusev loses and I win the bet and I'm upset that Rusev lost, or Rusev won and yay, but now I have to die.
You're
got the worst end of this.
You're so stupid, man. I engineered it to be exactly that way. So, hey, that bet's on, and let's move on, because, hey, I think we're running over time.
Oh, for sure. What other matches are there?
Right now, the only confirmed match we have left to talk about is The Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt. Undertaker is losing?
He has to. Like, he needs to.
There's no question. He's already lost. He's got nothing to lose. He puts over a younger talent who is, in fact, probably the closest thing we're going to get to an Undertaker outside of an NXT talent I could name. But, point being, Bray Wyatt needs this more than anything. He lost to Cena last year. He's had pretty lackluster stuff going for him, except that one feud with Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
He just needs to win, preferably over a legend like The Undertaker, who could easily pass the torch. No reason for Undertaker to win. Just, yeah, that's it.
Plus, this feud is really good for Wyatt because it's, like, finally something that everyone understands. I've never had a problem understanding a Bray Wyatt feud or promo.
No, because unlike, say, Andy Kwan, you and I have brains that we use to their full potential.
But there are a lot of people who, when they watch wrestling, they don't want to think. So when they hear Bray Wyatt, they don't get it.
Because they can't think. Like, I don't know, anyone who reads books.
Yeah. But this is a feud that everyone can get, because it's really straightforward. Undertaker, you're old, you lost last year, you have nothing left, I'm going to make you retire now.
Yeah.
That's it,
hey,
and it's great, and I want Bray Wyatt to win.
He is the new face of fear, that's it, that's all there is to it.
Best case scenario, Bray Wyatt retires the Undertaker. Worst case scenario, Undertaker wins for some stupid reason.
What's probably going to happen, Bray Wyatt wins.
Yeah. And then there's the match that hasn't been made yet, but is probably going to happen for the Tag Team Championships, where I'd say it's definitely some sort of multi-team match.
Oh,
but
sure.
The most likely match is it's going to be four teams, with the New Day, the Matadors, the Usos, and Kid and Cesaro.
Best case scenario, Masters retain for me, or I could deal with the Usos winning.
Yeah, I'd say best case scenario is the Usos win. But the worst case scenario is, like, the Matadors win. Like,
yep, worst case scenario is Matadors win. What's probably going to happen?
Which is probably going to happen?
No, what is probably going to happen is the Masters will retain.
I'm betting that the Usos would win.
Well, fair enough. Like I say, I'm not going to be too mad if either of those win, because, hey, I like both of them. I'd just rather see the Masters hold the titles for longer, because, hey, they're good. Wrestlers who deserve
this. They are
good.
They are good, but the fact that they won the belts means they're going to stick around as a team.
Yeah.
So if they lose now, it's not like they're going away.
But gold, man.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, you got to think about the Ascension coming into the picture.
I guess.
And as much as Kid and Cesaro versus the Ascension would be cool, WWE's not going to do that. They're going to want to do the Ascension versus the Usos.
Yeah, probably. And I doubt the Ascension will win that feud, because what reason do they have to win it?
Meh. But overall, that's how we would do WrestleMania.
That is how we would do WrestleMania. I would also rule that there are no pointless music performances unless they are part of an entrance. Which begs the question.
Yes.
If you had to see any performance done by a live band or some elaborate entrance, which superstars would you pick?
I want them to bring out an ambulance truck for Cesaro's theme.
I don't know how much I wanted that until just now. I want it. It would hurt my ears, and it would make me feel sick, but I want it.
But actually,
I have four names that come to mind.
Go.
Sting, Triple H, Undertaker, Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, I could see one of those four getting some elaborate entrance.
Or all of them. About an hour will be dedicated to their entrances, total. But I had a really weird theory. Not even a theory, I had a weird dream.
What?
You know Roman Reigns comes through the crowd?
Yeah.
Imagine if, for their new poster boy, they set up a stage so that to get to the ring, you had to come down a massive, massive flight of stairs.
That'd be weird.
And then Roman Reigns' entrance is just him walking down this really, really, really long set of stairs for about 10 minutes, because they're really, really long stairs.
They're just huge stairs.
There's a lot of stairs. Because, did you know Roman Reigns comes through the stairs?
That's such a weird dream.
He's coming through the stairs. And when he loses, he has to go back up the stairs. But he can't, because he just got the shit beat out of him by Brock Lesnar / Seth Rollins.
His legs are broken. So he's crawling up these huge flights of stairs for like half an hour.
With his theme song playing, and everyone's booing him. No one's helping him, because hey, marks, right?
Throwing tomatoes at him.
Or beverages. I don't know who brings tomatoes to a WrestleMania, but...
Well, it's in a dream, so why not?
Yeah, I just realized this didn't actually happen, so... So yeah, elaborate entrances, those four. Not Roman Reigns, because fuck the stairs.
Fuck! Oh my god, he's mad about his own dream. So, that's been Bite Size, where we've discussed what we would do at WrestleMania 31, aka WrestleMania Play Button. What would you do? How would you end the main event, or any of these matches? Let us know in the comments.
Would you have a massive flight of stairs as the entrance ramp? No? Good. Because that's an insane man's dream.
Watch, someone was in the middle of typing that comment, and they heard you say it, and it's like, oh, well, okay, never mind.
Embrace the insanity, my friends.
Oh, we should do an outro.
Okay, so that was a super bite-sized Team Behare version. I hope you enjoyed the takeover. Back to your regularly scheduled programming now.
Behare.
I've been Sam Brooks.
I've been Carmen Antonelli.
And WrestleMania's gonna fucking suck.
You can tell we're both so tired.
Yep. This is it. This is it. WrestleMania's gonna either be really bad or really good. We don't know.
I hope it's really good.
I really hope so. It's like, you have so much you can do.